This time, actually, by following the Fallen Escape Protocol, Mochita Rinpoche for the Europe tour. Before we left abroad, and we are in India, Indra and Chetan came to India and invited me to visit here. And then also before, Lama Tamadim also asked me to come. So now I'm very happy to be here and to be with you today. So, generally speaking, we all wish to have joy and happiness, and we all wish to overcome the suffering. And for that purpose, to fulfill this wish, we all are putting lots of effort. Actually, the people are putting effort to develop the material world. But in reality, developing the material world or the external world is not the right cause or not the main cause for us to achieve happiness. So, the main happiness should come from our mind. If our mind is positive, then everything will be positive. So, it is important to focus more on the inner world or the mind. And the inner world is very important. And to develop this, we need to train our mind. Although to train mind is not easy, it is difficult, but it is possible to train our mind. We are so used to have these negative thoughts, and we are controlled by these negative thoughts, so it is not easy. But if we have the right method, then it is possible to train our mind or to overcome these negative thoughts. We all should focus on our mind and try to be one-hearted, try to have a one-hearted mind, or try to be a kind person, a one-hearted person. Happiness is important, but if you try to achieve happiness by harming others or by putting others in suffering in order to achieve one's own happiness, then it is not right. And also, to this, we cannot achieve the real happiness. So, therefore, you should achieve happiness that is for oneself and others, for all. And the main happiness will not just come from the wealth. No matter on the poor or rich, all our lives are impermanent. No one can live forever. No matter whether one is rich or poor, at the time of death, one cannot bring the wealth, even one cannot bring a single penny for both rich or poor person. When they are alive, there is a big difference in their wealth. One is rich with lots of wealth, one is poor without wealth. But when they die, they are the same. Both are without any wealth. So one of the holies, one cannot make the lifespan for many centuries. One cannot live for many centuries. And we need happiness. So to have happiness, we need to avoid doing harmful actions. We should not get angry towards anybody, because envy is a cause of suffering. Envy will not make oneself happy or others happy. And also, doing any harmful action towards others cause of suffering, not only for others but also for oneself in the future. So sometimes we might harm others, but before doing that harmful action, we should think that if oneself is in that position, then how we feel, how sad we feel, or how upset we will be if we receive this kind of harmful action. So putting oneself in others' position, then we can avoid the harmful action towards others. If oneself receives harsh words from others, then we will feel sad, we will feel very upset, and we will be disappointed. Same thing, if we use harsh words to others, then they will also feel the same thing. They will feel very sad and upset, and they will feel very unhappy. So before you do the harsh work, you should think, if I am that person, then how will I be? Through this way, it will help us to avoid these harmful actions for others, avoid doing these things for us, good to others. So physically beating others or harming others, verbally using harsh words or avoiding others or using bad words towards others are something that we must avoid. When we say others, it also includes our family. We should not harm our family also. We should not make our family members unhappy or disappointed, or we should not make them feel sad. It is not possible to experience happiness by making family members sad or upset or disappointed. So if we really want happiness, then we should make all happy, not some happy and some unhappy. If we make some happy and others unhappy, then it means we are dividing the people. We are not extending our loving kindness towards all beings. We are only extending our loving kindness towards some people. And that means our loving kindness is limited. Our loving kindness is biased. And based on this, we cannot make all happy. So, therefore, we should have a sincere wish to gain happiness for all beings without any discrimination or exception. Actually, wishing others to be happy is the cause of one's own happiness. The great Narada Master Sanyasaya said, all happiness are caused by wishing others to be happy. And also he said, all the sufferings are caused by wishing oneself to be happy. So, therefore, we really need to wish all to be happy. And Other means not all the people from one country, or not all the people from one continent, or not all the people from one religion or one school, but means all the people without any exception. So it is important to have a sincere wish to make all of you happy. So therefore, my previous topic, which is the four living deaths. So the first one is living death of loving kindness. So when we practice loving kindness, we are not practicing for few people. We need to practice loving kindness to all beings without any exception. So whether we can have the limit left in loving kindness or not depends on our object, to whom we are promising. So if we wish 100 people to gain happiness and to gain the cause of happiness, then our loving kindness is a loving kindness of 100 people. Also, if our object of loving kindness is 1,000 people, then our loving kindness is loving kindness of 1,000 people. So, whether we can develop what level of loving kindness depends on our object. Whether it depends on whether we can focus on how many things. So we must focus on everything so that we can have a higher level of loving kindness. So loving kindness depends on objects. So therefore, it is important for us to extend our thought towards all beings without any exception. If one loves someone, but also at the same time, if one hates someone, then it means our mind is divided. We have both hate and love in our mind. So when we have this kind of divided thought, then it means that is the obstacle for our limitless loving kindness. So, therefore, we really need to have the all sentient as our object of loving kindness. When we say all sentient beings, it means all the people from different countries, all the people from different religions, even non-believers, and all the people from different cultures. So when we practice loving kindness in such a way, we don't focus on differences. We focus on the similarity, which means we all have the same wish. We all have the wish to gain happiness. We all have the wish to overcome suffering. So we focus on this kind of similarity, or we need to focus on such common goal that we need to achieve. So in this world, now the population is almost 8 billion. So when we say need to extend our loving kindness to all beings, not only to all the people almost 8 billion people, but also all the animals and all the other beings. So all are our objects of loving kindness. So when our mind is positive, and when we have really wish to gain happiness, then at that time we will not harm. We will not use harsh words, or we will not do something bad for others. So this mind can extend to the highest level, or to the most, because over and accept our loving hands all over the because mind has no barrier, mind has no demarcation. So we can accept our mind as fire as we wish. So we wish all of you to be happy, and happy, the happiness means real happiness. For example, some people they take drugs, and when they take the drugs, they feel happy, but this kind of happy is not real happiness that we need to achieve. That kind of happiness is very, for a very short period of time, and also the nature of such happiness is not a genuine happiness, and it is caused by wrong action. So, when we say we wish to gain happiness, this happiness means the real happiness, which is free from suffering. The happiness that is a long-lasting happiness. And to gain happiness, we must do something good. We must do good things. We must do good action so that we can have a good result of the happiness. Because every result depends on its own cause and condition. So if you really wish to make the world more peaceful, and if you wish to make a happy world, then first we need to have a positive mind. And we need loving kindness, which is one of the positive minds. We can make peace and harmony through love, not through hate. So harmony and happiness of our family, or harmony and happiness of our town, or our city, or country, or continent, or whole world, to make this happen, we need to have loving kindness, or we need to have love to all. Hatred and anger are not the solution of happiness. For example, in the 20th century, there are lots of wars, lots of conflict, lots of fighting. But now, both sides are history. Both sides are no more alive, or most of them are already passed away, and now they cannot gain happiness through their fighting. Now they all passed away. They cannot take a single, or they cannot take even a small amount of land with them that they fight for. They fight for land, they fight for any other reason, but the reason that they fight for are not with them now. So all are losers in reality. So anger is always causing suffering for oneself and another, or it causes suffering for both sides, and it makes both sides a loser, not a winner. In the worldly terms, we can say one has won the battlefield, but in reality, it is not easy to win. Winning means killing. Winning means harming others. Without killing, one cannot win the battlefield, one cannot win the war. So, winning means killing. Winning means harming others. And killing and harming others is not the cause of happiness. Those who kill others, those who make injury to others, will suffer in their future. So, this day, we can prepare for our losers. If we need in our own family, if we need a peace, happiness, and harmony, then we should love each other, respect each other, and we should not hate each other, or we should not quarrel, we should not argue, we should not fight each other. Sometimes if we quarrel or fight or argue, then it can become addiction. One can be addicted with this kind of calling or fighting or arguing with one's own life partner. And that makes both persons unhappy. That makes both persons in misery. And not only that, it can make big impact on their child. If their child can make big impact on their child, it will disturb their study, it will make great obstacles for their bright future. Actually, fighting or quarreling with life partner is more serious than having quarrel with another person. If one has quarrel or argue with others, then after leaving from that person, then one will not meet that person again and again, or one will not meet that person every day. One might meet occasionally, or every few weeks, or every few months, or so, not every day. But if one quarrels or argues with one's own life partner, then you are always with the person, and it can be like a daily practice. Quarreling or arguing can become daily, kind of daily routine. So every day that I'm happy, every day that hatred, that makes life miserable. So therefore, it's very important to control one's own mind and to have love and respect to each other that can make both happy, and can also make one's own family members or relatives and friends other times happy. So we should start practicing loving kindness from our own family. From that, then we should extend towards our other family members, friends, and neighbors, and finally to all beings without any exception. So through this, one can make friends with everybody. One can live in harmony with everybody. One can live in peace and harmony with everybody without any difficulty. So that is the benefit of practicing the loving kindness. That is the power of love. So we should practice this loving kindness, which means wishing others to be, wishing all the beings to be happy, and also wishing all the beings to do the right action, good action, positive action, which are the cause of happiness. So it means we wish others to be happy, and also we wish all the beings to have the positive thought, like loving kindness. So if everyone has loving kindness to each other, then there is no way for any harmful action towards each other. There's no chance for harmful action to rise. So in short, limitless loving kindness means wishing all the limitless beings to gain happiness and to engage in the cause of happiness, which is loving practice or loving kindness or emergencies or any other emergencies. Or which means loving kindness and other emergencies. And now the second limitless means limitless compassion. So loving kindness and compassion, we can say these two are like the two sides of one nature. Or two sides of one mind. So, compassion in our teaching, it says, if we have the limitless compassion, then we will have all the other good qualities. All the other good qualities will follow our compassion. If we have genuine compassion, then all the other qualities will follow, and we will have it without putting extra effort. For example, if we invite emperor, then all his Entourage will come without sending them a separate invitation. They will just follow the emperor. So similarly, if we develop a genuine or limited compassion, then all the other followers will just follow the compassion. And compassion means wishing all beings to be free from suffering. Here, the many is universally suffering to be considered as a suffering, and also the feeling of happiness, the feeling that we consider as happiness is also suffering in reality. So these two, maybe we should have three, but maybe we should first, we should try all these two suffering. Actually, the feeling that we consider as a suffering, such as physical pain, mental anxiety, these are, of course, we all accept as suffering. But then, this is called the suffering of suffering. And then there's the suffering of change, which means worrying people like us considered as a happiness, but this kind of happiness will change into suffering. So this is not a real happiness. For example, everybody needs to eat food. So especially when we taste food, we feel happy. So tasting food makes ourselves happy. But because it is tasty, if we eat too much, then we will not have the same feeling. If we eat too much, if we overeat, then it will cause discomfort or it will cause pain or suffering. So it means these are not the real cause of happiness. And the happiness that came from eating tasty food is also not the real happiness. If the real happiness, then the more we eat, the more happier we should be, but in reality it is not like
this.
Not only this, there are many other feelings of happiness that can change in the self. All can be changed into suffering. So therefore, our worldly happiness, our present happiness, is not the real happiness, because our present happiness is caused by our attachment, caused by our negative thoughts, which is like attachment. So attachment is one of the three poisonous thoughts. So poisonous thoughts will always make others more suffering. It won't make others really happy. So we should think more deeply, and also we should really overcome all the suffering. And so we should have this kind of sincere wish to overcome all the sufferings and cause of suffering, which is wrong action or bad action. So we wish all the things to be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. And then the next one is the limitless of joy. The third one, the third limitless. So, which means may all beings never be parted from the happiness that is free from suffering. So it means we should never be parted from the happiness, and we should never be with the suffering. So, at the moment, our worldly happiness, the duration of our worldly happiness is very short. For example, our lifespan is short. people die. Most of the people die before they reach 100 years, 100 years old. And there is not a single person who only experiences happiness without any suffering in their whole life. And not only that, if we compare in our life, which one we experience more, whether we experience more happiness or more suffering, then generally speaking, we experience more suffering than happiness in our life. So we can say that if one lives 100 years, then our happiness can be about 34 years or less. So, and that also, that kind of happiness also. So, in one way, the duration of happiness is short, it's only for 34 years maximum, if we live until 100 years of age. And also, the cause of that happiness can be wrong action, can by, we might have happiness by deceiving others or by doing something bad towards others. And the nature is also not the real happiness, because if these are the real happiness, then the more we enjoy these, we should have more happiness, but it is not like that. For example, friends can make you happy, but if you spend so much time with friends, then sometimes you break the friendship and you have more misery, more suffering. So these things are changing. So this kind of happiness is, in reality, are called suffering change. So from the nature point of view, from the duration point of view, from the cause point of view, worldly happiness is not the real happiness. Worldly happiness is not free from suffering. So therefore, what we need to practice is to practice the luminous joy, which means wishing all the sentiments to gain happiness which is free from suffering. So it means we wish all the sentiments to have a genuine happiness, not just worldly joy or happiness. So we wish all the things to experience the real joy, the genuine joy, quality joy or happiness, in the limitless joy. Then the fourth limitless is called the limitless of equanimity. So this means we sincerely wish everybody or all sentient beings to remain in the equanimity which is free from hatred and aversion to far and near ones. So when we hear far and near, far means if we hate someone, then there is far. And if we love someone, then there is near. So if we have hatred and love both towards different person, then it means we are not remaining in the equanimity. We are not dwelling in the equanimity. And it means our mind is not really limited. Our mind is limited. So we should try to extend our loving kindness and compassion for all the things and try to have this limitless thought all the time. Actually, whether one is powerful person or not, whether one is rich or not, whether one has fame or not, whether one has many followers or not, does not matter. Everyone can practice these four limitless. Everyone has the potential or potential to practice these four limitless. And it is possible for every one of us to practice all these four limitless. So whatever situation that we may face, we can practice all the support we have in our natural community. If a worthy person, if an ordinary person, if a beginner, it is not possible to practice all these four disciplines all the time, but we try to develop these four disciplines again and again. And then the more we practice, the longer we can practice, and gradually we can improve our practice, and then eventually we can practice the four disciplines all the time. So at the moment, it is difficult to practice all the time, but sometimes our mind has hatred or anger, then at that time we should remember these are obstacles, then try to bring back our mind and try to bring our mind back to our practice of religion and try to control our anger and hatred before it is exposed to others. Before exposing to others, we need to control, then it's much better. It's much better than exposing our own anger to others. So try our best to practice for living less. And if we have something that is obstacle for our practice, then try to bring back our mind to the practice. So, and also try to remember this practice again and again, and try to apply this practice again and again, so that eventually we can become a really good practitioner, and we can really play an important role in creating peace and harmony in this whole world and beyond. So I wish every one of us can really improve the practice of for living life and have great success in our short and long term future.
보통 아무 meditovali a pochopili tieto 4 základy pozitívnych emócií a vlastností a aby je vyvíjali, no a tím vlastne získali lepší pochopení sebe i druhé.
And if you have some questions, I try to answer.
Hello. When I know about everything, and
when you know about everything,
what you said, and I see the mistakes I'm doing, and this drawing me and everybody around me and the relationship. So. What is the way when everything is destroyed, and what is the way how to get out of it? And yeah, it's like right now.
Actually, we all have mistakes. We all have done mistakes. We are ordinary person, and we have these positive thoughts. So we have done mistakes, but knowing the mistake as it is. Itself is a sign. Itself means now we will do something good, something that can change. For example, if someone has a hidden sickness and no one knows about this sickness, even he or himself or herself, himself or herself doesn't know about this sickness, then if it's hidden for so long, and then when they discover, when the doctor discover, then sometimes it can be too late. So discovering the mistake as it is now is much better than discovering after so many years from now. So this one itself is this time, and now practicing these four living deaths can really control the mistake and can really overcome these mistakes. So it's a good sign. Knowing or discovering or recognizing our own mistakes in this form. So if one can overcome, one can have the wish to overcome. When one has a sickness, when one knows the sickness, then one has the wish to consult the doctor and to do the treatment and to overcome control or to recover the sickness. So I think it's a good sign.
More my question now is to what I know everything, but if it's destroying my relationship with partner, for example, it's hard to not to like fall. When I see the mistake and see what it did, it doesn't help me. I am put away.
Your way.
When I see all the mistakes of what I am doing all the time, but if it still destroys the relationship, then I think I need to hear some words that then I think it's better that the surrounding is my suffering from my mistakes, and I know it.
So, actually, it's important to be optimistic, to be positive, and try to encourage yourself, and try to bring in your own confidence, and try to overcome the mistake, and try to make a better future or brighter future with your surroundings.
Okay, he's asking me what should I do when I see that my enemy is my own thought. What should I do?
My enemy
is my own thought.
Oh no. our anger, our thought, our anger is always on oneself. Our anger is always making ourselves more and more suffering. It gives us more and more suffering all the time. So our anger is staying in our mind, staying in our body, but it always makes ourselves more and more suffering. So therefore, the main thing is try to control your thoughts, like negative thoughts. And try to improve and try to increase our positive thoughts. So when the positive thoughts are getting stronger, then naturally our negative thoughts are becoming weaker. And eventually we can eliminate all the negative thoughts through our practice. So when we recognize the negative thoughts as our enemy, then it will help us not to have these negative thoughts in our mind, or it will help us to avoid these thoughts, or it will help us not to expose these thoughts towards others, because these are the causes of suffering. So, through this way, it will help us to abstain from these and to engage more in the a positive thought rather than the thought of all of it.
I would like to have some advice towards how to spontaneously arise with loving kindness and compassion just before we do our practice. So it's spontaneous, it's easier to get it spontaneously to prepare.
At the moment, our mind is controlled by negative thoughts, or our negative thoughts are much stronger than our positive thoughts, so it is not possible to have a certain kind of positive thoughts. So first, as a beginner, we need to put effort to make our positive thoughts or to generate these positive thoughts in our mind. So first, as a beginner, we should put effort. And when we put effort, then later we can develop these, or we can have these for the top certain kind of things. For example, the potter, the one who makes the pot. First, in the ancient time, maybe still now, first the potter needs to turn the wheel forcefully with lots of effort. And after putting all the efforts in the beginning, then later something magical or it is turned by itself without putting effort, and at that time then water can make the shape of the pot without putting effort in turning the wheel.
I would like to ask you please, could you tell us a little more about unit life?
What?
About unit life. Unit life.
Unit life.
Please, for right now, what I can see, I believe it is very much unit life. How can we apply, for example, within the visualization, and how to bring all the mental factors together in order to expand the mind like into a limit life. I know that I was very clear, but could you please tell
us
more what
it means, limit life? When you say limit life, it means mentally you can focus limit life concentration. Physically, it is not possible to contact the limit life. But mentally, we can focus limitless. Limitless means all the sentient beings without any exception. So mentally you can think in this way. So mind can stretch, mind can extend towards all these without any difficulties. So mind can have good thoughts towards hundreds or thousands or 100,000 or million, etc. So on mind, there's no limit to for mind to improve or mind to extend. Mind can extend extensively or mind can extend towards all the sentient beings without any difficulty, because this is not a physical thing that we need to improve. So physical improvement and mental improvement are two different things. Physically, we cannot improve too much. We cannot improve limitless. For example, if one can do 1 meter or 2 meter long jump, then no matter how much we train, we cannot do 100 meter long jump or more. It's not possible. No matter how much we practice, no matter how much we train, we can only do about 2 meters of long jump. Cannot do more than that. But mentally, the more you practice, the more you can improve. Yes. From you can improve from 0% to 100% or more than 100%. So for like physical, you cannot improve that much.
Thank you very much, Mr. So it means like then the visualization might be great in help.
So it's talking about mind training. So the more you train your mind, the better it becomes.
Thank you.
So now we will do the dedication. Dedicating all our merits to attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. And also we should dedicate all our merits for our root gurus or root masters, holy gurus, to have a good health, long life, and continue.